This is The Conversation on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Bill Dorman. The general election, the first Tuesday in November, is 12 weeks from tomorrow. Over the weekend, Hawaii's primary election saw big numbers for turnout and a few surprises. Former Honolulu Advertiser political editor Jerry Burris joins us live on the phone. And Jerry, what was your biggest takeaway from the primaries, would you say?
Well, good morning, Bill. I think actually there were two takeaways. The first, I have to congratulate the elections officials for struggling through what was an unprecedented number of ballots and unprecedented style of voting. You know, so 100% mail-in. And so far it seems to have worked pretty well. So that was one big takeaway. There was all kinds of anticipation, not a fraud, which is really kind of a straw man, or, you know, that's not really legitimate, but not fraud, but so much, but, you know, there could be some confusion or some last-minute hit glitches, and they didn't seem to happen. So hats off to them. Although we have to remember, they're not through counting the ballots. Every report that we've seen says it's final or it's final, and it's not really 100% final. There's still maybe, I don't know, hundreds to thousands of ballots that need to be counted because the signatures did not match. So in very close races, that could affect something. But generally, things went well. The second big takeout, I think, is that particularly because it's mail-in and you're getting all kinds of new voters there, people who aren't used to voting, is that money and name recognition trump everything else. I use the word trump loosely here, but money and name recognition, and most of the big races and even some of the small races, you could see that the people who had some name recognition or some already some credibility in the community tended to go first. And the ones who spend most money tended to go first. So that's name and money is a big deal going forward.
You know, it's interesting. You raise a great point in terms of that name recognition. Of course, one area where that did not really follow was over on the Big Island. And Mayor Harry Kim, not only true. Not taking first, but sliding to third.
That's true. And there's a couple of theories, a number of theories about that. I mean, the one that I think people said saying the most is that Big Island voters, it's a small enough community that almost everyone knows Harry Kim. And I think a lot of people felt it was time for him to take a rest. He's had health problems. He's had a heart attack. He's 80 years old or so. And I think people felt, Harry, we love you, but it's time to step aside and, you know, take a rest and take a breather and let someone else handle things. So that's the one issue. The other issue that I think might have affected him is that he was handed the horrible responsibility of trying to come up with a solution to the TMT protests about the telescope on the Big Island, where there's an avid number of people who don't want the telescope, and there's an equally strong number of people who support it. And he was supposed to come up with a compromise, which he tried. But I think in the end of the day, you have a lot of people who like the telescope who are angry at him for not letting things go forward. And there are a lot of people who don't dislike the telescope who are angry at him for not stopping it entirely. So he was handed a horrible situation and was left with angry people on both sides of the equation.
So then here's no doubt an unfair question to ask, but as a political editor for many years and a close observer of politics here in the States, how do you read the mood of the electorate on the Big Island coming out of the primary and going into the general?
They're kind of, I think, I'm not there, obviously, but I think there's a feeling that they want to change. And that there's, and of course, any elected official in the time of COVID is going to get some people angry at him, too. I mean, it's not that official's fault, but that's just a natural inclination. I think people are feeling tenuous. They're feeling afraid. They're feeling like the center is not holding. And they want maybe someone new to come in there and see if he can get the center to hold, get things back to normal. I think there's a lot of nervousness. And maybe, you know, Mitch Roth is maybe doesn't have all the answers, but they think, well, shoot, we'll try someone new because the center isn't holding as we now stand.
You know, meanwhile, here on Oahu, interesting sort of combination of factors here. One, if you look at the mayoral race, what we know for certain now is that the mayor's not going to come from the political world, from that set of background and experiences. What is interesting to you about that?
Well, it's very interesting that the voters clearly prefer someone new. Again, Mitch Roth on the big. Well, Mitch was obviously an elected prosecutor, but someone new in the mayor's office race, and the same thing now on Oahu. They want someone without previous elective experience to get in there and change things around a little bit. There's a big difference between Blanchardi and Amamiya in terms of their background and support and so forth, but they do share the idea that they haven't held office before. They have fresh ideas. And again, it's the same sort of thing. Maybe they could come up with a solution to this ennui that we're all feeling. But don't think that either Blanchardi or Amamiya are complete novices. They both have tremendous experience in the community and tremendous backing from various sectors of the community.
And certainly political organizations behind them. But it leads me to ask you then about what happens to, say, the Hanabusa supporters. Do you see them breaking in a uniform way, or and other supporters of other candidates?
I don't. I mean, Hanabusa and Hanneman, I mean, there's equal number of voters voted for one of those two nearly as voted for the two newcomers. Hmm. So there's a lot of voters out there to be grabbed either by Amamiya or Blanchardi. And I don't know if you can say at this point whether if I'm a Hanneman voter now, I go for one or the other of the two people who won. I think they need to start talking to those two groups of voters and explain why they want their vote. And interesting thing, too, if you look at the map on Oahu, Amamiya tended to be classic Democrat, old standard-bearer type of districts where he won, you know, central Oahu, the old inner-city areas and so forth, and Blanchardi tended to win and the rural areas and the windward areas where it's traditionally Republican. So you almost see a Republican-Democrat split there if you look at the map. Now, Hanneman and Hanabusa are both Democrats, so that might be an opening for Amamiya to go after them because he campaigned clearly as a Democrat.
Do you think we're going to see some more specificity in terms of policy outlines? And I'm thinking budgetary priorities.
I sure hope so.
Yeah,
I think it's well enough to say we need to do something about homelessness, or we need to get the budget under control, or so forth and so on. But how about a little bit of specifics? I mean, I think in this case, Blanchardi has been a little bit clearer on the rail issue, where he said, given the situation today, we just can't afford to continue building it past Middle Street. That seems to be his position. Amamiya tends to be saying we need to finish it as originally proposed, but I don't think he said how he's going to do that. Where is the money going to come from, since the economy is in such poor shape?
That money question is seemingly going to be involved with every aspect of a lot of this. Let me ask you this: as we head in the stretch now between now and November, what are you watching for?
I'm watching for what we just talked about, a little bit more specifics from the leading candidates. For mayor in Honolulu, I'd like to hear specifically what we're going to do with rail. I'd like to hear specifically, is there anything innovative in their minds to do with homelessness, which is their other big issue, and housing. On the prosecutor's race, I'm interested to see where Steve Alm goes now that he knows who his opponent is, Megan Cao, who's to the right of him, I think, in terms of law and order. Will he move in her direction, or will he move in the direction of Jackie Esser, who was more on the liberal side? Mm. And I'd like to see that thing clear up a little bit.
Interesting.
And then, of course, we're going to have a new council. We're going to have, I guess, five new members.
Yep.
And are they going to cooperate with the mayor, or are they going to kind of continue the line of kind of being on his case a little bit and opposing him?
We will.
So that's something to watch.
We will see how nicely they play at Honolulu Hale as part of the continuing story. Jerry, thanks so much. Jerry
Certainly
Burris.
Welcome.
Jerry Burris, a former political reporter, editorial page editor for the Honolulu Advertiser, former staff writer for Hawaii Business Magazine. Jerry, thanks for your time this morning.